6. Highs level off around 37. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. A dusting of snow today. From the Weatherology Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half, final hour of hour number 3. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Catherine Henry, constitutional attorney with Great Lakes Justice Center, agreed to stay on over. I'm sorry, Catherine, I tried to hold back that computer break and it just wouldn't let me do it. So you were naming some names of some state representatives that you were saying they've come out publicly on record and said that they will not vote to extend the governor's emergency powers. You were naming some names, or what were you saying they said they went on record publicly to say?
Yeah, so just to back up one second to make sure I'm not taking anything out of context, it's important for us to realize that Lee Chatfield, the Speaker of the House, my understanding is that he's actually pushing the legislature to extend the state of emergency again, which would further extend Whitmer's executive powers. My understanding is that as of this morning, he has still not told the state reps that he plans to call them back in for session this week so they can vote on those two bills, so they can make sure to close gaps for those individuals we talked about and make sure those protections stay in place.
Right.
The thought is he'll be able to say next week, well, gosh, you know, we didn't have a chance to address liability for frontline workers. We didn't have a chance to address the gaps there might exist in unemployment coverage. So, gee, we're just going to have to vote to extend her emergency powers past April 30th. So that's the context that I'm talking about, that the state reps I'm about to name.
And this gets hold that list, because I want to lay out the numbers, the actual nose count, so people understand this. There's 110 state representatives, folks, in Lansing. It takes 56 votes to pass anything. Right now, there's 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. So you know that all 52 of the Democrat state representatives will want to extend her lockdown, her emergency powers. It only takes 4 Republicans to join them. Okay, that would get them to 56. So let's get clear on this. Out of 58 Republicans, they only have to get 4 to cross over and vote with the Democrats. So we're clear on that. So this is a list. You have a list of state representatives, I think mostly Republicans, Catherine, that have come out publicly and said they will not vote for the extension.
Yes, and I actually do believe there's a few Democrats as well, but I don't have those names. So
okay.
This gets to exactly what can you do? You as listeners, what can you do? Well, if your state rep is Pam Hornberger, Michelle Hoytenga, Steve Johnson, Luke Meerman, Thomas Albert, Jim Lauer, Beau Lefebvre, John Riley, or Aaron Miller, if your state rep is one of those people, in the next 2, 3, 4 days, do not spend your time and energy calling them and talking to them about how you want to extend it or that you don't want it extended. What you could do is publicly thank them or send them a text or email saying, hey, thanks for, you know, working hard to protect us. But what you need to do, if your state rep is one of those people, you need to spend all of your time and your energy contacting Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield. You need to call him, text him, email him, send him Facebook posts, tag him on Facebook, contact him on Twitter and LinkedIn, whatever you can do to get your message in front of him and let him know that you want the House to get back in session this week to make those votes. Now, I want to make this point because some people are really upset with their state reps because some of the very people I just named are actually people that voted in favor to extend the state of emergency through April 30th.
The first time.
They gave that first extension. So if your state rep is one of them that voted in favor the first time and you're really upset about that, I can understand that. But please don't take your time and your energy in these next 2, 3, 4 days to talk with them about that. If I named your state rep, that means they have come out and they are publicly saying that no further state of emergency extensions should happen. So what you need to do is be solely focusing on contacting Lee Chatfield, the Speaker of the House, and letting him know how important it is to you that we get back, get our legislature back in there, get the House voting on these bills this week so they could be sent over to the Senate. If I did not mention your state rep, though, it doesn't mean that they're not part of this group. It just means that I wasn't able to confirm that they are publicly against extending the state of emergency. So in that event, make sure you are contacting your state rep and Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield. You are calling, texting, emailing, Facebook posting, Twitter, LinkedIn. You use whatever you can, Snapchat, however you connect with these people. Make sure that you are getting your message to them that the House needs to go back into session this week to vote on those two bills so they could get those over to the Senate in time for the Senate to have that 5-day layover and be able to vote to extend those protections so the state of emergency could be ended on April 30th without penalty to those individuals we've talked about.
Now, I got a text message from one of my astute listeners down in Lapeer County, William Hamilton, and he said, even if they pass them this week in the House, they have the 5-day layover, they go to the Senate, they get tweaked or whatever, passed there, finally passed, confirmed in the House, sent them to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He said she won't sign them because by signing those two bills, keeping those good components of her executive orders in place, it would not then force them to extend her emergency powers. So why would she sign these bills?
Well, I don't think she's that stupid. I really think she sees that if the House, if the people have spoken, and I'm assuming there's going to be another rally at the Capitol on the 30th, if the people have spoken and shown up in large numbers, if the state reps are speaking and they are working together and they pass this and the Senate passes these and she gets those set on her desk, she would be the one, if she decides to not sign those, she would be the one responsible for all those thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that they're now going to have a gap or an issue with unemployment insurance. And they're also going to have issues with liability protections as a medical frontline worker. I don't think she wants that on her, you know, on her shoulders, because that would be undeniable. All she would have to do is sign those bills. And those bills, by the way, don't by themselves automatically take away the state of emergency, or those bills aren't going to automatically undo what's done in the other executive orders. Those two bills would just further cement and protect those issues or those protections that were already put in place through these executive orders. So she would have absolutely no reason to not sign them and put those immediately into effect as law.
Well, because they would be then basically memorializing her edicts from those executive orders that would say, basically, Governor, we appreciate at least two components of all these executive orders. There's two things in here that you did that was good. Now we want to actually change the laws and keep them in place so we don't have these problems. We're going to fix them based on your executive order, but really there's no reason for you not to sign it. And it would be political suicide if she didn't sign them. She'd end up vetoing the bills that are already in her executive orders.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Got it. Okay, very good. All right, Catherine, I'm going to let you go because I know you're working on a lot of things. I know you're absolutely crazy busy. I referred some folks to talk to you about your working on some county resolutions. When we get that information perfected and we have that prepared to roll out, maybe even this week or early next week, I'll have you back on the show to educate my listeners as to what we're doing on that front. You know what I'm talking about, but I don't know if you have it perfected or not. So I didn't want to put you on the spot, but we'll definitely have you back to talk about that when it's ready to go. You text me or let's talk on the phone, okay?
Sounds great. And just make sure all your listeners are calling and emailing Lee Chatfield today and tomorrow.
We are. I put out his phone number. Again, that phone number, folks, we all know it. Lansing area code is 517. The prefix for Lansing, our elected officials, is 373. His extension, 2629. Again, 517-373-2629. His email is Lee Chatfield. Very simple. His name, Lee Chatfield, at house.mi.gov. Send him an email. Get your butts back to Lansing and pass these two bills. One has to do with unemployment insurance, and the other one has to do with civil liabilities for our health care providers. Get those bills passed. Get them to the Senate. And you better not extend her emergency powers. So that's the message I've been operating on all 3 hours today, Catherine. So, again, I appreciate your time. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Again, that is Catherine Henry. She's with the Great Lakes Justice Center. She also ran for the state house back in the day. We'll be looking forward to talking to her about that. And we basically want to find out how effective this show is. Are we capable of sending a message to our state representatives? Are we capable of sending a message to Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield? Do we have the ability to blow up their phones? Do we have the ability to send them emails? Do we have their ability to get them to come back to Lansing to do their dang job? Because what Catherine outlined for us, folks, just to recap what she said, this is very simple. If they don't get these two bills passed in the House this week under their current rules, with a five-day layover before the Senate can act on those bills, it's going to be too late. So basically, I'm looking at a calendar here. Let's say we are effective this Tuesday, April the 21st. We get them back to Lansing on Thursday the 23rd. They pass the bills. The clock starts ticking. The 24th, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, next Tuesday, the 28th, would be the fifth day. Senators could then take it up either on Wednesday, the 29th, the day before, or the day of April 30th, next Thursday. We got to do this. Let's prove to them that this radio station, this radio show, has some power of we the people. Call and email. Final second.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy. Here at 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, we have Michigan-based talk shows in the morning, and then at 12 noon, we bring you the super hits of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll for the rest of your day. Listen, learn, and then sing along. If you'd like to advertise your business, organization, or event, send us an email at wchy.us@gmail.com or give us a call at 231-360-5125. You'll be glad you did.
Whether it's a hot ham and Swiss on a toasted brioche roll or a deliciously messy sloppy joe on an artisan French roll, foodies of all ages want simple, comforting food that remind them of mom's home cooking. Artisan Hearth was born from that nostalgia and commitment to simplicity. Full of flavor with a rich texture, our rolls are delivered fresh daily to grocers and restaurants throughout the Midwest. Artisan Hearth Premium Rolls, baking our best for you.
Are you tired of burning wood or propane to heat your house? Do you have a well? Why not use your well water to heat your home and save a ton of money and time? You can call for a free home inspection to see if your home qualifies for a Well Connect unit. Well Connect will come out and inspect your home, then explain the benefits of getting a Well Connect unit with zero down financing options, electric rebates, and a federal tax credit too. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-2113 to get a free home inspection. Again, call them at 989-356-2113. Don't go out in the cold to get wood and stop feeding the pig. Find out if your house qualifies for a Well Connect unit. When you hear all the details, you'll realize getting a Well Connect unit is a no-brainer. And check out their website at wellconnectsaves.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number three here of Your Defending Father's final segment of today's show. I guess we're having some technical issues with 97.7 FM, so I'm going to get a hold of my engineer after the show. Joe Klein, I'm going to talk to you about it as well. We've got to communicate, folks, with the Speaker of the House. And if you're listening to us on 97.7, you are in Lee Chatfield's district. Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield, is probably your state representative. Maybe Sue Aller over in parts of Sheboygan. But Lee Chatfield still is the Speaker of the House. His phone number needs to be called today. And not only just by you, your wife, your brothers, your co-workers. Folks, write this number down or store it in your phone and text it to everybody you know and tell them to call Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield's office. Write down his email address. Lee Chatfield at house.mi.gov. Send him an email. Get the representatives back to Lansing this week to vote on these two bills. And do not extend Governor Whitmer's emergency powers. They expire on April 30th. We're opening back up for business Friday, May 1st. That's what you tell him. That's what you email to him. Because here is the situation. When they voted to extend her emergency powers on April 7th, they were getting ready to expire. What did she do? As soon as they voted to extend her emergency powers for 23 days until April 30th, what'd she do the next day? She extended the lockdown. If you guys are that stupid, burn me once, shame on who? guess what? You extend her emergency powers again, she will extend the stay-at-home orders. She will not let us open this state back up. It's that simple. Because I'm going to tell you something. You cannot trust this governor anymore, Lee Chatfield. You cannot trust her to do the right things for the people of the state of Michigan, period, end of story. I got a story sent to me during the break, University of Stanford out in California, one of the most progressive liberal universities on the planet, found out that the deaths in the country, no worse than influenza. The regular flu. This whole thing has been overblown from day one. And you guys in Lansing are drinking the governor's Kool-Aid. Stop it. Walk away from the Kool-Aid. Don't drink it anymore. Don't listen to her garbage. We are not going to tolerate being locked down anymore, period. We don't care what you say. We don't care about what you do. We don't care about what you sign. And we don't care about what you pass. May 1st, we're open back up. This is it. We are done with you. And you're not going to be able to play stupidly on the fact that you didn't realize that you had to get those bills passed this week in the House to send them over to the Senate for a 5-day layover and then go next week. Oh, oops. We didn't do it. So therefore, now we have to extend emergency powers. Sorry, not going to happen. I'm going to tell you something right now. Mayor of Lansing, Andy Shore, was in MERS News Stories quoted as saying that next time there's another Operation Gridlock at the Capitol, that the Lansing police are going to start passing out $1,000 tickets. Oh, really? Mayor Shore? The next time we go to Operation Gridlock in Lansing, we're bringing guns. We have the right to open carry. And you guys made a big deal out of the Michigan militia there, a few guys carrying their guns. Well, guess what? We're all going to be carrying guns. We have the right to do it. And let's see how your Lansing police feel about going into thousands of people at the Capitol, all of them carrying guns. Yeah, let's see how bold your police are. I'm not saying there's going to be any shots fired. I'm just going to say we have a constitutional right to carry. And we will promote it. We will tell people to go to Lansing and openly carry firearms at the Capitol. I'll call Michigan Open Carry and get them to do an event. Call for all their members to show up open carrying. You want to have a conversation about our rights? Let's talk about our rights. Not a threat, no more than yours was. You're going to arrest us, you're going to give us $1,000 tickets, whatever. Call Chatfield, send him an email.
This is Cassie. Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers.
God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Hello, this is Dr. Kyle Denham from Breath of Life Chiropractic in Petoskey. I wanted to let everyone know that Breath of Life is still open and here to serve you. We are currently offering chiropractic adjustments in our office at 301 West Mitchell Street on Mondays and Wednesdays. We also have immune-boosting supplements for sale in the office or online where you can order them and have them shipped directly to you for 15% off. We also have daily workouts on our private Facebook group to keep you moving while we're all stuck at home. Search Breath of Life private training page to get access to all the recorded videos to help you with strength, cardio, and conditioning, along with mobility. This is a trying time for all of us, and we need to focus on creating healthy habits now more than ever. Our office can help you not just survive, but thrive during this pandemic. Call 231-622-8828 or go to breathoflifechiropractic.net. Again, 231-622-8828 or breathoflifechiropractic.net. And remember to search Breath of Life private training page for your daily recordings of all your workouts. I'm rooting for you, and we're all in this together. Stay safe, stay sane. God bless.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
USA Radio.